Am I audible to you all?
Yes, it's
Yes.
clear.
Hello?
Hello, I think Anubhuji got disconnected. Just a second.
हेलो हेलो। ओके,
हाँ जी अनुभव जी,
क्या क्या? हाँ, मंगलाचरण किया क्या? यू डिड मंगलाचरण? यू ऑन?
नो नॉट येट अनुभव जी, ऑन सैटरडे।
ओके 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 ओके, विल स्टार्ट। ओके, नमोकार मंत्र टुगेदर। नमो अरहंताड़म, नमो
हाँ
सिद्धाड़म, नमो आयरियाडम, नमो वैचायाडम, नमो लोए सर्वसाहूणम। ऐसो पंच नमो यायो सर्व पाव
सर्वभावा
प्रणाशिनो,
मंगलम जय
मंगलारं च सर्वेशम
सर्व
परमं
मंगलम
मंगलं चत्तारि मंगलं अरिहंता मंगलं
सिद्धा
सिद्धा
मंगलम साहू
मंगलं
मंगलम
बाहु मंगलं
सिद्धिवनंतमो
चत्तारि लोकोत्तमस्से लोकोत्तमसाहुलोकोत्तम केवलीपणतोधम्मोलोकोत्तमो चत्तारि शरणं प्रवक्ष्यामि अर्हन्ति शरणं प्रवक्ष्यामि सिद्धाय शरणं प्रवक्ष्यामि साहु शरणं प्रवक्ष्यामि
केलीपनतोधम्मं
शरणं प्रवक्ष्यामि। ओके, नाउ देव स्तुति विल सिंग। ओके, टुगेदर you all have opened Dev Stuti?
We're opening it right now.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We all open it. We'll sing from O God Devoid of Attachments. Okay, don't wait for others to sing. You just have to sing for yourself, okay?
Okay, singing the entire thing?
We'll sing entire poem today, okay, together. Okay. Okay, we'll start already. Okay, we'll keep our hands joined, okay? Okay. Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get
destroyed
destroyed by knowledge
together.
and prayer.
We
May we
open
fall
time to all
and never
things
see
and
untruth.
never speak untruth. May
Trust
we
may we
never
never
do
do
stealing.
stealing. May we all practice
May
celibacy.
we
Free.
always
Gratitude
praise
worthy of
our
pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction, nectar,
May we
deepest.
all keep joy.
wishing speech, maybe live happily with others. Propagating our Trump religion. In good choice and gloomy sorrows, as mountains peace stay composed.
Maybe
our peace
of light.
May our Lord, let destroy all troubles. May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education. Standing on our feet with
joined hands,
we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our
hopes
be fulfilled. O God, divine attachment, O mission, our helping creature, let our wrong belief be destroyed by knowledge. Okay, excellent. Okay, done finally. It's too long, right?
Kind of.
Okay, so who will tell me whom do we call Bhagwan? Bhagwan, the definition of Bhagwan. Arjun, whom do we call Bhagwan? Whom do we call Dev? Sacha Dev. True Bhagwan, true Dev.
What was that?
Whom do we call Bhagwan? In the first two lines, we learn something about Bhagwan. Somebody who has what is known as Bhagwan?
Who has, we say someone who is, Sarvagya.
Who is?
Someone who is devoid of attachments, someone who is omission.
Who is what?
One who is
devoid of attachments. Yeah, Vitragi.
Sarvagya and Hitopadeshi.
Someone is Vitragi, Sarvagya and Hitopadeshi. Excellent. So Bhagwan is someone who is Vitragi, Sarvagya and Hitopadeshi is known as Dev, Sacha Dev or Bhagwan. So we are doing Dev Stuti, right? Okay. Who will you tell me how many passions are there in with names? Passions with names. Arush. No, Arush knows passions. Jamin, passions with name.
There's four passions.
Excellent. Which ones?
Greed, pride,
yeah.
Ego. And I remember the last one.
In Hindi, do you know krodh? In Hindi, what do we call them? Krodh, excellent. So, krodh, man, mayalob. Krodh is what? Anger. Man is what? Greed. Or pride. Hello?
Yeah?
Man is pride or greed? Deya, man is what?
Pride.
And then what is maya? What is maya? Maya means?
Fraud.
Fraud, cheating, okay. And lobe means greed, excellent. Okay, who will tell me sins? How many sins and which ones? Natasha. Natasha?
Yes?
Hello. Yeah, there are how many sins and could you name them?
I don't remember how many sins there are, but I remember their names.
Okay, tell us.
This is violence.
Very good.
lying.
Second, oh yeah, done. Violence, lying.
Violence, lying, stealing, wrong intentions, and greed. So there's five.
Yeah, so there are five, exactly. So there are five sins, which are Hinsa, Jhoot, Chori, Kushil, and Parigraha. Hinsa is violence, Jhoot is untruth or lying, Chori is stealing, Kushil is wrong intentions, and Parigraha is accumulation or it's a, you know, summarized form of greed itself. So it's accumulation only. Okay? Okay, who will, Arjun, what are five sins? Can you name them?
They're Chori,
very good.
Kushil, and
excellent.
I don't know if there's a last one in Hindi, but it's accumulation.
Parigraha. Excellent. Arjun, your Hindi is fine. Okay, so... we have five sins, we have four passions, okay? So quickly we'll go to Arush sir. We have today Arush sir, right? Arush, you'll be teaching, right, today?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, so we'll quickly go to Arush sir and learn which chapter, Tirthankar and Bhagwan, if I'm not wrong, right?
Difference between
Hello? Acha, okay, you are taking the part difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Okay. So quickly we'll go to Arush and then we'll come back to this Devstuti. Okay. So all give attention to Arush sir. Okay. Okay, Arush, all yours.
The Tirthankar is surrounded by magnificence of Samosara. He preaches the right path of liberation. Tirthankar Naam Karma is in them. Bhagwan has three characteristics, Vitaragi, Sarvagya, and Hitobdeshi. Vitaragi means they are free from all attachments. Sarvagya means they have full power and full knowledge. Hitobdeshi means they want the best for everyone. Tirthankars are 24. Bhagwans are infinite. All the omniscients are not the Tirthankars, but all the Tirthankars are omniscients. Tirthankars have divine sound, but the divine sound of omniscients is not compulsory. Tirthankars have symbols and samosharan. Omniscients don't have symbols and samosharan. Everyone can get moksha without becoming Tirthankar. No one can get moksha without becoming Bhagwan. To become Tirthankar is the result of virtue. To become Bhagwan is the result of dharma. Tirthankars give Divya Dhwani. Bhagwans don't. Tirthankars have Panch Kalyanak. Bhagwans don't. All devs are all Bhagwan. From the five Prameshtis, Arhanta and Siddha are the only Prameshtis that are Bhagwan. Now I am going to ask questions. My first question goes to Dia. How many Bhagwans are there?
There are so many Bhagwans.
Good job. My next question goes to Arjun. How many characteristics does Bhagwan have, and what are their names?
Arush, could you please repeat the question? I couldn't hear it.
How many characteristics does Bhagwan have, and what are their names?
Bhagwan has Vitragi, which is free of all attachments, and Sarvagya, which is has all knowledge.
And you forgot one more.
And it was Hitopdeshi, which is a preacher of well-being.
Good job. My next question goes to Didi. Bhagwan gave Didi a dhwani. True or false?
False.
Good job. My next question goes to Janan. Tirthankars have Panch Kalyanak. True or false?
True.
Good job. My next question goes to Anubhavji. Who are the two Prameshtis that are Bhagwan?
Ahan Prameshti and Siddha Prameshti? Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
Okay.
Next question goes to Satyaji. Who doesn't have symbols and Samosharan?
Bhagwan doesn't have the symbols and Samosharan?
Yes. Good job.
Thank you.
My next question goes to Dia. All devs, are Bhagwan. True or false?
Can you please repeat it again?
All devs are Bhagwan. True or false?
True.
Good job. My next question goes to Arjun. Are all Bhagwans Tirthankars?
No. False?
Yes. Good job. To become my next question goes to Janan. To become Tirthankar is the result of what?
Virtue.
Good job. My next question goes to Didi. To become Bhagwan is the result of what?
To become Bhagwan, you must become Sarvagya, Vitragi, and Hitupdeshi. And to become Bhagwan is the result of Dharma.
Good job. That's all the questions I have. I'm finished. Does anyone have questions for me?
Arush, I have one comment. You did a very good job of explaining everything and asking questions to everyone.
Thank you. And you were also a very good student. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well done, Arush. Except that you were so fast, we couldn't, actually, thank God we had to... in a human like express train, okay? Well done, Arish, well done. Okay, anybody have any questions? From Tirthankar and Bhagwan? Anybody have any questions? Yeah, say. How many Tirthankars are there? Oh. Okay, so you're asking generally or you're asking specifically how many Tirthankars are there? See, generally we say we have 24 Tirthankaras, okay? Right? But when we see the flow of time, so the time flows for infinite time, okay? So we are here for since time immemorial, right? Immemorial. So there is no beginning of this earth. And 24 Tirthankaras happen in every... 10,000 sagars, we call them, okay? So it's a cycle. So if we see time infinite that has passed by, there are infinite Tirthankaras as well. And at present only, we have 24 Tirthankaras here, okay? And at the same time, all the time, different times in Arava Kshetras and then different Kshetras, we have Tirthankaras. So, when we talk about Tirthankaras, we say 24 Tirthankaras, we mean that where we live, at this place, like where we live, here 24 Tirthankaras happen. But if you ask from the point of view of time flow of time, so there are infinite Tirthankaras. But anyways, Bhagwans are infinite times more than Tirthankaras, because Tirthankaras are only 24, while Bhagwans are many, right? Any other question? No questions now? Okay, so who is going to teach us next and what? Because there are still some things left in this chapter. What is the good of knowing this, Arush? Arush?
Yes?
Why do we have to learn about Tirthankaras and Bhagwan? What is the good of knowing this?
Well, good of knowing this is...
Yeah, why should I know about Tirthankaras or Bhagwan?
You should know about it because... Well...
Yeah. Do we have to be Bhagwan? I'm so sorry for my voice today. Do we have to be Bhagwan or we don't want to be?
Well, we do want to be Bhagwan, and then we still want to, like, do better.
We want to attain. Yeah.
So
we want to attain the Godhood, so without knowing. And?
We want to become Bhagwan and Tirthankar because then we have full knowledge and full power
and we'll be happy.
Then we want the best for everyone. And then
exactly.
We don't have to eat anything. We are free from all attacks.
Okay.
We don't need to eat. We don't need to live in a house. That's why I think that it is important to learn about Bhagwan and Tirthankar.
The good of knowing this is, Arush, that we all want to attain Godhood. We all want to be Bhagwan. But without the nature of Bhagwan, how will we be okay? Excuse me.
Hello?
If what does a doctor do? Right? If I want to be a soccer player, I have to know that what does a soccer player do? If I have to be an engineer, so I have to know what does an engineer do. The same way, if I want to be Bhagwan, I should know that what Bhagwan do, what Bhagwans are, what Tirthankaras are. And when we go to know them, we see that, oh, they are just like us. They were also like us. They once upon a time, they were also small. Then they grew. Then they took Diksha. They became Sadhu Manishti. And then they become Ajanta, Siddharth. So if they were like me and they became Bhagwan, why can't I? So it gives me confidence that I too can become Bhagwan. Okay, so this is the good of knowing this. That it gives us confidence that we also can ourselves attain Godhood. How we'll be attaining it? By understanding that what is the true nature of Tirthankaras and Bhagwan, and what do they tell us. So we will practice their Divyadhvani and we'll be becoming Bhagwan. That is the good of knowing this. Okay? Okay, any questions, anybody from this chapter?
Just one thing from my end, Arush, since you have taken up the topic of Tirthankar and Bhagwan, just wanted to check whether all the students remember the name of 24 Tirthankaras.
Actually, do we remember the name of 24 Tirthankaras?
I do.
Okay, Arush does. Arjun, you remember? Wait, Arush. Okay, Natasha, you remember? Natasha?
Yes, I remember. Okay. Zia, you remember?
Yes, I remember.
And Arjun and Jamil both left. You remember?
I think.
Arjun, Jamil. Jamin thinks. Arjun, what about you?
I'll probably need a refresher, but I think I could do a little bit.
Okay. So, Arish is going to say once, okay, then we all will be listening to him. And I guess that will do a revision, and then I'll be asking to anyone of you. Okay, Arish, say.
Rishabh Nath, Ajit Nath, Sambhav Nath, Abhinandan Nath, Sumati Nath, Parash Nath, Sumati Nath, Padma Prabhu, Suparash Nath, Chandra Prabhu, Sheetal Nath, Suparash Nath, Pushpodant, Vasapuja, Rayansnath, Vimalnath, Anantnath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kuntanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisuvratnath, Naminath, Neminath, Varshnath, Mahavir Swami.
Okay. Did he miss out something?
He jumped from Pushpadant to Vasapuja.
Yeah, okay, very good. Excellent. So Arjun, can you tell us now 24 Nemas?
Rishabh Dev, Ajit Nath, Sambhav Nath, Abhinandan Nath, Prumati Nath, Trinath, Pradma Prabh, Suparshwanath, Chandra Prabh, Pushpadant, Sheetal Nath, Shreyant Nath, Basu Puja, Kimal Nath, Anant Nath, Dharm Nath, and then Shantinath, Kuntunath, Aranath, Malinath, Munisovrat, Neminath, Neninath, and Mahavir Bhagwan.
One. Naminath, Neminath, then?
Mahavir Bhagwan. Did I skip one?
Naminath Bhagwan, Neminath Bhagwan, then?
Then I think I forget that one.
Okay, Parshunath. So you heard it, Parshunath Bhagwan, then Mahabir.
Oh, okay.
So you were not reading, right? You remembered all these three names, right?
I was not.
You're not reading. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Very good. Yeah, Jamin, you remember?
Rushabh Dev, Ajit Nath, Sambhav Nath.
Mm-hmm.
Abhinandan, Sumati Nath, Padma Prabhu, Suparash Nath, Chandra Prabhu, Sheetal Nath, Shreyans Nath, Vasupuja Swami, Bhimal Nath, Anant Nath, Dharma Nath,
Shah.
Shantinath.
Dharmanath. Very good. Mm-hmm.
Aranath, Halinath, Munisuratnath, Naminath, Neminath, Naminath, Parashvanath, Navya Swami.
Very good. Okay, Natasha, which two did he miss? He missed two names.
I don't remember which ones he missed.
Okay, Dia, do you remember? Anybody noticed he missed two names? Okay.
One was Kuntunath.
Yeah, the 17th Kuntunath and one was 9th Pushpadanta. Okay, Jaimin, 9th is Pushpadanta you missed and then 17th Kuntunath you missed. Okay,
Okay.
excellent. Okay, so we'll move to the Dev Stuti, okay? We'll come back to, okay? In next class, who's going to revise what? Who's going to be a teacher for the next class?
This is Arjun. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Okay, so who will do it? Jaimin or Arjun?
Jaimin.
I guess. We said Jaimin will do it, yeah. Okay, Jaimin, you which chapter you'll be taking?
Jeevan Ajeev.
Excellent. Okay, so you make sure you read complete chapter and you don't miss out any of the points, okay? Fine? So you have to revise the total complete chapter.
Okay.
Okay, chalo. We'll come back to Dev Stuti. We all will come back to Dev Stuti. So we have already completed two of the things of this. Two stanzas we have done there. So, page, slide number 3. Maybe be kind to all souls and never speak untruth. Maybe never do stealing. Maybe all practice celibacy, right? So, first is violence. We don't have to do violence. We should not lie. We should not be thieves. And we should not bear the wrong intentions, okay? Okay, now the fourth one. Okay, we'll sing it, fourth one. Okay, I'll sing it once, then we together will sing it, okay? Let not praise earth bright and sweet, may we drink satisfaction nectar, may we always keep serving our gem, religion so divine. Okay, together. Let not praise earth bright and sweet,
may
we drink satisfaction nectar,
may
we
always
keep
serving
religion
divine.
So divine. Okay. What do we mean? These are very simple lines, okay? Okay, so we have in the second stanza, what we did, we bowed down to Bhagwan and said that we will not do these four things, which were those: we'll not do violence, we'll not hurt anybody, we'll not speak the untruth, we'll not steal things of others, and we'll practice, we'll not make our intentions wrong. Okay, we'll practice celibacy. Now, what we are saying, which sin is left? The fifth one, accumulation, right? So now, here we are saying that let not raise our pride and greed. Oh dear Lord, may we never raise our pride and greed. If we raise our greed, accumulation happens. We go for a collection of the more greed we have, the more we go into the, we go for things, we buy things, we collect things. Okay, I want to own this car, I want to own a Mercedes, then BMW, then Ferrari. So now we have accumulated our cars. Now I want iPhone 4, iPhone 4S, iPhone 5, iPhone 5S. Then iPhone, iPod, then MacBook. Okay, so these are all accumulation. Fine. Then PlayStation, then I want golf kit, I want soccer kit, I want cricket kit, everything I want. So this is what, the more our greed is, the more accumulation will be. So to not do accumulation, what do we have to do? We have to control our greediness. Okay? So let not raise our greed. And what with greed? Pride. The pride is too bad for us. We are, see, in front of Bhagavan, so we are nothing, but in this world as well, we are nothing. If we do pride of knowledge, then there are so many people with more knowledge than us. Okay, they have more knowledge than us. Then why to do this pride of knowledge? We have the pride of wealth, so there are many people who have a lot more money than us. If we are proud of our good nature or, you know, our luck, so it's of no use because pride never helps. So, oh Lord, may I never do the mankashai, that is pride, and may my greed, that is lobhakashai, or parigraha, let that thing not, I not raise these two bad things in me. So I should never do the man, I should never do the lobh. Okay? Clear? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Now maybe bring satisfaction nectar. Now this is very important thing. Okay. Satisfaction nectar means satisfaction is the true, you know, curer of all the tensions, all the, you know, misunderstandings, all our misery. It's the only solution. We should be content in all the situations. Okay? Okay, I'll tell you one story. Okay, there was this boy, okay? This boy invited all his friends at his home on his birthday party, okay? So what happened? There are many friends that came into the birthday party in his home, and his mom made some laddus. You know laddus? Laddu, you know, sweets, okay? So his mom made sweets, okay? So now she made sweets for everybody, and she gave sweets to everyone. Now what happens that every other friend took the sweet, and when this person who was a birthday boy, who approached mom, so only one smallest piece of the sweet was remaining, okay? That was only the left. That was the only thing that was left. So he thought, mom, is there no bigger laddu you have? You don't have bigger sweet? She said, no, all the rest of the pieces are over. So this is the smallest piece that I have. So he really gets angry. What is it? It's my birthday. And you're giving me the smallest piece of sweet. And he takes that sweet and he throws it away. Okay? And then he goes into his room, into the corner of the room, and he sits and starts crying there. Okay? So meanwhile he's crying. In the corner of the room sits one small insect. Very, very, very poisonous insect. Okay? In the corner of the room. So meanwhile he's crying, that insect comes to his leg and it bites him. Okay? Now he was crying already, and now with pain he's crying even more. So what wrong did that person do that this is all happening to him? And why all other persons, all other kids are happy? What is happening here? Hello? Hello, is everybody listening? My question, the story was that the person, he didn't get the laddu, the piece he got, he threw that piece away, so he didn't even get the smaller piece as well, and he cried as well, and even after crying, he also gets bited by an insect, so he gets hurt as well. So could this situation be avoided by him? Could he avoid this situation? Could he have avoided this situation? Hello? Are you getting my question? My question is, the situation that he is into, okay, is there any means by which this situation could have been avoided by him?
Sort of
nobody.
Pieces of laddu.
Yeah, he could have taken the small piece of laddu and threw it away. He could have thrown it away, out of the home. Right?
He
could have eaten it. Okay, so how would it would have helped him? Yeah, how the situation will change then if he could have eaten it? So
if he had eaten it, then he wouldn't have gone off to his room crying, and the insect wouldn't have bitten him.
So how many benefits would he have got then? That he would get the laddu. So what a smaller piece, but he would get the sweet, right? And he'll not cry, so he'll not be alone in the room, and then he'll not get bit, like he'll not be bitten by the insect as well. So all this happens only if he accepts the situation that laddu is left, is very small and it's fine. It's like, so I should have it. So if he at that time controls his greediness, he controls his pride that he's a birthday boy, so he should get the biggest piece. If he controls that, so what does he get? He does get the smaller piece at least, and he avoids the further bad outcomes of it, right? So this getting confined to the smaller piece, getting consented into the smaller piece, is known as like being satisfied in the available situation. Whatever is available to us, we should be
content
in that position with those things we have. So we should always remain satisfied. Hello, what happened?
Oh, you got disconnected for a second.
What happened? Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. So what I'm saying is, in all the situations, this is the rule of life. If you are smiling and you are happy and you feel satisfied in every situation, no, there's no such power in this world that can drive you unhappy, okay? If you feel satisfied at all situations, you are the happiest person on this earth, okay? Okay, so what if I have got less marks? So what if I cannot speak well? So what if I have not got enough games or enough clothes or enough, so what, I don't look that great? So what, I don't have good clothes? At least I have. I'm better than those who don't have it. So why should I not be satisfied with what I have instead of crying for what I don't have, right? So we should always be content or satisfied with whatever is available to us. Clear? Are we clear?
Yes.
We should always be satisfied. If we are satisfied, we are never sad. We are confined in our own, so nothing in this world can make us unhappy. We are always happy in every situation because we know, okay, this is the availability of the moment and I have to deal with it. Okay? Okay. Now, may we always keep serving urgent religion for divine. We should always keep serving urgent religion for divine. How do we do this? See. Okay, you know, the two main principles of Jainism, if you have ever heard about two principles, I told you one. We should always drink the purified water. We filter the water of the clothes, call it channa. Okay? We filter the water with this. Okay? And we only then, hello, you all are listening to me, right? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. So there are two things. One, we should always drink and use, not only drink, use as well. Use filtered water. Because unfiltered water has many jivas, okay? So if we use it, if we drink it, we indirectly or directly we kill those jivas, okay? So we always drink filtered water. And second is we never eat at night. We don't eat at night. Never. Anything. So how we always can keep serving, how we always keep serving our Jain religion so divine? If we practice
by drinking water?
No. If we practice the, you know, fundamentals of Jainism, then actually what we are doing, we are proving that we are Jain. And you know, actually there was once upon a time, there was this time when people knew Jainas because of these two things. Oh, Jainas won't eat at night, Jainas won't drink without filtering the water. So it was like a, you know, I'll tell you one story. Okay, have you ever heard about Pandit Todrumalji?
Can you repeat the name, please?
Yeah, Pandit Todrumalji. Todrumalji. Okay, he has written this scripture. Moksha Marga Prakashak, the illuminator of path of liberation. Moksha Marga Prakashak. Okay, this is a awesome, this is the best scripture like we have, which is very easy to learn and it has everything. Okay, the scripture he couldn't complete because when he was, you know, he was punished to death by the king then, and he was made, you know, run over by a elephant. By an elephant, he was made killed, okay? He got this death penalty by the king of that time, so he couldn't complete that scripture. Why did he get death penalty? That is altogether a different story. Actually, what happens in his scripture, he has written some so illuminating things that people at that time couldn't bear those things. So they misrepresented those things to the king, and king ordered to kill him without listening to them. And while the elephant was approaching to run over on him, so the hag was not coming to kill him. So the elephant wasn't coming to kill him. He was crying. The elephant was crying actually. So those who ride elephants probably follow them. I don't know. Okay, so the person who rides elephants, he was hitting elephants because he was not going forward to kill Panditji. But then Panditji told Hathi, that elephant, Panditji told that elephant, oh elephant, why do that hit because of me? You should do any orders to me. You should not think about me. You should think about the order king. Okay, go ahead. So then this Hathi, this elephant, so the story of the king, I am telling you the story of this Panditji. What is the name of Panditji? Pandit Todar Malji. What is the name? Hello?
Todar Malji.
So this is one example that how our deeds actually serve as an aid to our gen religion. How do we serve gen religion by our deeds? So it's a very funny story, okay? So it's very small, I'll tell you just. What happens once upon a time, all the Hindus, all the Brahmanas, okay? All the Brahmanas, they treat the cow. Cow, you know cow? They treat cow as a goddess, okay? They think there are 3.5 crore, like 3 crore and some 50 lakhs devas that reside in the cow. Cow, you know cow, the animal, okay? So this cow, they treat him as a symbol of goddess, and it has some 3.5 crore lords. Lords of the Hindus, lord of those people, okay? So now, we Jain people doesn't count cow as a goddess because clearly she is an animal, right? So what happened? At that time, the people, like those who believe that cow is a goddess, they all, dear king, these Jain people doesn't treat our dear goddess cow as a goddess. They don't bow their heads on a guy. They don't bow down in front of the cow. Okay? So the king said, oh, is that so? We don't bow down in front of our goddess, in front of the goddess cow. Okay? So he orders to, you know, to make all the Jainas into the prison, and he, you know, he actually captures all the Jainas, he summons them, and he asks them to present all the Jainas in his court. So now, Pandit Todar Malji comes to know about the situation that, oh, this is happening. So he says, he orders to every Jaina at that time, that nobody will utter a word in front of the king, I'll be speaking in front of, okay, I'll be speaking in on behalf of us all, okay? So, you all got the situation, what is the situation at here at present, what is the situation? That all the Hindus think that cow is a goddess, they complain that Jainas do not bow down to goddess, because Jainas only bow down in front of five Parameshthi, Dharenta, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyayas, Sadhu, and none other person they bow down to, okay? So, these Brahmanas, these Hindus complain to king, and king orders to make all the Jainas into the prison and summons them into his court. Okay? So now everybody is now taken to the court, and now all the Jainas standing there, and all the people all the Tamil people are in the court of the king. Okay, now what happens? Kinark on the Jaina, I have been complained and I have been informed that all the Jainas do not go down in front of the goddess cow. Why so? Why do you all not consider the great, great, great cow as a goddess? Don't you see how calm she is? She gives us milk and she actually has, you know, 3.5 crore Devi Devtas. So she is a goddess. You all must bow down to her. And if you don't bow down to her, you will all have to remain into the prison. So, and the children speaks up. Only a king. Who told you we don't bow down to the goddess? We don't consider cow as a goddess. Who told you? So, every Brahman looks, you know, they all wonder. What is he saying? No king, these Jainas never go down to the cow. So now this Pandit Todramalji says, oh, okay king, if you think so, I can prove that we actually treat cow as goddess, and these all Brahmanas, these are Hindus, and you king, you do not go down to king, but only Jaina go down to this cow. So king becomes all puzzled. What is he talking about? He says, okay, prove it to us. Okay, so you know what happens in India? In earlier times, what used to happen? Now we have dairies, right? You have seen any dairy? Arjun, have you seen any dairy? Milk dairy? Hello? Are you all getting
yes.
the story where it's going, right? Are you getting the story, the flow of it? What is happening? We all are in court and this, you know.
See?
Yeah, they are, Arjun.
It's not your speaking is not so clear to us. It's a teensy bit unclear. It's
okay,
kind of breaking up.
It's
yes,
not clear?
Yes, it's better. It's much better.
Okay, so sorry. Okay, so till here you get the story, complete story you get till here. Hello? Hello, everyone.
I get...
Natasha, Arush, Diya, Jaimin, do you get the story till here? Yes or no? Is everybody there or there is nobody?
Yes.
So you got the story till here, anything and you didn't understand anything? We have this Pandit Todramalji and all the other Jainas brought into the court of the king because of the complaint of the Hindus or Brahmanas that the Jainas don't bow down to cows. We don't bow down in front of cows. So now Mr. Our Panditji, Pandit Todramalji is contending that who told you we don't bow down to cows? Actually, in true sense, only Jainas consider cows as goddess, not you, O king, and not you, all the Brahmanas, you don't consider cows as kings. So I was asking that, have you seen a dairy? Dairy, they have dairies, okay? A milk dairy, do you know dairy? Milk dairy, have you ever seen from where the milk comes? Yeah, so in dairies what they have all the, you know, they actually breed all the cows, they maintain all the cows there, and then they take milk. And then the milk gets processed and they make it into everything. Okay, just a second. Okay, huh? Just.
Hello?
I think Anu Baji got disconnected again. We'll probably have to wait a minute.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. So, what we have is a dairy, okay? So, in earlier times, what used to happen, the people, they used to keep cows in their home. The people itself, they only keep to, you know, take out the milk from the cows and they used it for their home consumption. So, in earlier times, what they did, they did cows at their homes, you know, and during the day, they used to... take the cows to the farms and all to make them feed grass and plants. And in the night, what did they do? They actually used to burn those cows with, you know, what we call ropes and all in the, you know, very dark room. So they used to keep dark rooms, ropes on their neck, on the ropes are neck, so they are like prison during the night, and they are
Hello?
Hello?
Just a minute.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, Guruji.
Hello.
Hello. I'm so sorry. I got disconnected. Okay. So we all know now. So in earlier times, what used to happen? People used to keep the cows at their home. Okay. So now what Panditji says that when each of these Brahmins actually make their cows in the night into the prison and actually put the rope around the neck of the cows, the Jain actually gets so saddened by this act of these people that a goddess is being, you know, a goddess is being being made into a prison, and she'll have to remain in that prison, you know, all the night. So we feel so sad that we leave all the food and to drink all the drinks at night. We don't eat a single grain of a food during the night. So the king says, oh, they don't eat at night? Bilkul bhi, like, they don't eat night at all? So the Brahmana says, yeah, king, that is right. They don't eat all the night. So Panditroni says, yeah, so now you know the reason. We are very, very, very saddened by the fact that you all keep our goddess to a prison for the whole darkness, and therefore we just have to, in all the pain, we do not eat any of the food so that our goddess get our good blessings. So now the king actually gets impressed. Oh, Jainas, you are so great. You actually believe the cow as the goddess, and then he releases all the Jainas from the court. Do you get the part of the story? How does it happen? Hello?
Yeah.
You didn't get the story, or did you? You got the story? Jainas don't eat at night, that everybody knows. So Panditji use his wit to protect the Jainas against that they don't treat the cows as like a goddess. So the wit of Panditji and the quality of Jainas that they don't eat at night, this saved him a lot. This is just a, like, you know, just a memory one of the time. But why do we not eat at night? Because during the Sunday, during the daylight, there is sun, so there are plenty of jivas which do not take birth in the environment. But by the moment the sun goes off and night starts, the plenty of jivas that takes birth in the environment, and therefore if we eat something, the actually whatever we eat, the jivas also take birth in that food as well, and we're eating something which is actually nothing but the clever, like, which is a flesh of the jivas which we can't see, very small jiva. We should not eat at night, and we should always drink the filtered water. So if we do this, actually what we are doing is we are keeping the Jain religion, this divine Jain religion, you know, survive. We are keeping it alive because people know us by our deeds. So they should know that, oh, he's filtering his water, he's a Jain, he must be Jain. Oh, he doesn't eat at night, he must be Jain. Even at Mumbai at present it happens so that people, if you say, I don't eat at night, so they say, oh, you must be Jain. So it's like, you know, it is actually helps us in making our own, you know, brand that we are, the Jain fraternity that we live on. So everybody knows us by the Jains do not eat, you know, do not eat potatoes, do not eat onions, do not eat it. They drink filtered water. So we should always keep up to these two things. Okay? So how many of us eat at night? Hello?
We
okay,
sometimes.
Ask one man. Sometimes means not all the time, like not daily.
We eat, but the time changes every other day because of parents' schedules.
Okay. And what about you, Arush and Natasha?
Same like Arjun.
Same like Arjun.
Okay. Okay, and you, Jamin?
Same as Arjun.
Okay, and Dia, do you eat at night?
Most of the time, eat before sunset. But sometimes,
excellent.
After night.
Okay, excellent. Okay, awesome. Actually, you know, we should always try to eat before sunset, okay? Why so? Because it is scientifically proven that the environment is more, you know, prone to give birth to the insects after the sun sets down, okay? So, the moment we do anything after, you know, in earlier times, people don't even used to speak during the night because in speaking, also the jivas get killed during the night. So in earlier times, people didn't speak, they didn't drink water, they didn't eat anything. They used to just, you know, whatever they have learned in the day, if they have learned about something, so they just keep on thinking about those things and then they used to sleep. So we should, you know, constrain our activities during the night time we should reduce our activities to the best level possible, the possible level, you know. And we should always try not eat at night because our scripture says eating at night is equivalent to eating the non-vegetarian food. It's written in our scriptures. Okay? So we should always try to keep, okay? We should always tell the story that we should not eat at night. And if it happens sometimes, it's okay. But we always have to try, okay? So if we'll try from today, then only there will come a day when we'll not be actually eating at night at all, okay? And a Muniraj to eat only once. So there is no question of eating at night or day, okay? So sorry. Time is already 10 minutes already. Okay, so we'll now conclude the session. What we'll do today as a concluding prayer is introduction. Any questions, anybody? Hello?
No.
Hello? Did you get the story I told you about Pandit Todomalji? The story?
Yeah.
Or everybody understood the story or you didn't understand? Okay. Shalom. Okay, we'll join our hands, close our eyes. I will say a Mukar mantra and then we all will read together this my introduction. Pure soul is my name, and then we conclude, okay?
Okay.
I'm starting. Namo Arhantaram, Namo Siddharam, Namo Airityaram, Namo Vajrayaram, Namo Loe Sapsahuram. ऐसो पंच नमो यारो सत्व पाप पढ़ाकर मंगलारम च सबसे से परमम होगी मंगलम. Now together, okay. Your soul is my name. My Lord is my sin.
Shine,
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.